بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله، ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب. وقال تعالى في موضع آخر، ولا تبذر تبذيرا إن المبذرين كانوا إخوان الشياطين. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، ليس الغنى عن كثرة العرض ولكن الغنى غنى النفس. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام، لا بأس الغنى لمن يتقي الله. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام، نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama, elders, and brothers in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, once again, we express our thanks and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the many wonderful blessed ni'mas and favors that He has given us. He continues to give us the food that we eat, the water that we drink, the shelter above our heads, the means of transportation that we utilize, the health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. All these are ni'mas and favors from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for which we need to continue thanking Him. Of course, the greatest and the most precious and the most virtuous of all these favors upon us is this iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Purely out of His fazl and karam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us mu'mineen, has made us believers, given us the tawfiq to be believers in the true religion, deen of Islam, recitals of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. In regards to the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, of course it is impossible for a person to enumerate, to encompass all the ni'mats and favors that he enjoys from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. But just to discuss two or three of these ni'mats and favors, especially during this current time period, how we should appreciate these ni'mats, how we should not utilize these ni'mats in an incorrect manner, but rather use them in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first of these ni'mats that I want to discuss is the wealth that we enjoy, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the form of the finance or the material commodities of this world, whether it be the bank balances that we have, the money that we own, the properties that we own, the cars that we drive. All these fall within the ambit of the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to own wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fact, in a hadith, Nabi Sam has mentioned that طَلَبُ كَسْبِ الْحَلَالِ فَرِيضَةٌ بَعْدَ الْفَرِيضَةِ. The attainment or the earning of halal livelihood is actually compulsory after all the other compulsory actions of deen. It is important for a person to earn a livelihood. It is important for him to have that much wealth which will allow him to live his life in this world, which will prevent him from begging and relying on other people for his livelihood. And we find that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this wealth, of course people, there are different levels of wealth that people own or people have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed certain people with certain amount of wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made certain people very wealthy. They have more than what others have. But we find that by and large, most of the people in this world are chasing after this wealth, trying to obtain that which they do not have, trying to get more and more, even though they might own a lot in the first place. And we find in the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he has mentioned that ليس الغنى عن كثرة العرض, that a wealthy person or true wealth is not the ownership of material commodities, the abundance or the accumulation of material things of this world, owning many properties, owning many cars, having a massive bank balance in different parts of the world. Of course, no one says that it is not permissible. It is perfectly permissible. But Nabi Sam said that is not actually what is called a wealthy person. Nabi Sam has mentioned, وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ. True wealth, for a person to be truly rich, then that is for a person to have peace of mind. For a person to have peace of mind, for a person to be peaceful in his heart, to be satisfied with whatever he owns, even though that might be a little, that is actually truly a wealthy person. So you get many people who might own a lot, and they keep on chasing after the thing of this dunya, trying to buy more, purchase more, and they do not get that fulfillment. Whatever they have, they do not feel it enough. They are not satisfied. They do not have that qana'at in their hearts, that contentment with what they own. Then that, of course, respected elders and friends, is a bottomless pit. A person will continue and continue to try and get that which he does not have, and in this way his life will even leave him. So Nabi Sam mentions that actual wealth is when a person is content with what he has, when a person has peace of mind. And as I mentioned, it is not haram for a person to be wealthy. It is not impermissible. There were many great personalities of the past who owned, if we have to compare their wealth with the current wealth of this world, perhaps it is much more than the billionaires and the millionaires of the current times. They own more than that. But all that they owned, or the wealth that they owned, did not enter their heart. The love of that wealth did not enter their heart. In a hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which he has mentioned, which I came across today, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that لَا بَأْسَ الْغِنَى لِمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ كَمَا قَالَ. There is no problem for a person to be wealthy as long as that person fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as that person has taqwa in his heart, then he can own all the wealth in the world if he wants, as long as he has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. Because that wealth that he owns now, he is not going to utilize it in the incorrect manner. He is not going to utilize it to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That wealth and the obtainment of that wealth would not divert him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather he will be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. And we find that normally towards the end of the year, it is a time when people normally get their bonuses, or normally they get the 13th check and they find themselves with some extra funds on hand. So this is the time where they have to be responsible, and perhaps not only at the end of the year, perhaps sometimes when a person has obtained a large amount of wealth, we find we deal with cases that come to us seeking financial assistance, that perhaps they were working for a certain company for many years, or they were involved in a certain work or working for a certain institution for many years, and thereafter they retired, they took their severance package or whatever it was, and they collected quite a large sum of money, some of them into the hundreds of thousands and even over a million. But because they were not financially responsible, because they did not think ahead, because they were not taught to be responsible as far as their wealth was concerned, whatever they saw, they thought they had a never-ending bank balance, so they just used and used up that money until one day they found that when they look at their bank statement, they find that their funds are completely finished, and now they come to your door asking for zakat money. So respected elders and friends, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us this wealth, we have to be responsible. We have to, first of all, use it in a responsible manner. Do not just splurge, or do not just, without control, use it to purchase and buy things that we do not need, but rather invest it in a Sharia compliant manner, Of course, we have our children to think about in the future. We have to save for a rainy day. And if this year that we have went through does not teach us a lesson, my dear brothers, then I do not know what will teach us a lesson. This entire pandemic that we went through, this entire lockdown, where people who are earning in the tens of thousands of rands a month now find themselves unemployed without a cent. As far as the pilots are concerned, as far as those who are working in the tourism industry. So we have to be very, very intelligent as far as our wealth is concerned. We have to forward plan, we have to think ahead. And of course, we have to utilize this wealth in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not in a manner that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, it goes without saying that it is very important for us to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of that wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we have to set it aside to assist those that are in need, whether it be our relatives, our close relatives, whether it be our neighbors, whether it be our Muslim brothers in other parts of the world. But we have to set aside some portion of wealth which we give in sadaqah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know with the current situation, the pandemic that we are faced with, we are currently in the second wave of the pandemic, and many of our brothers and friends are being infected if they were not infected in the past. Many janaza messages are coming through again, and we find that a way of warding off any type of calamity or difficulty, and even a way of getting shifa from sickness, is for us to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that حَصِّنُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بِالزَّكَاةِ. Purify your wealth by means of giving zakah. وَدَاءُوا مَرْضَاكُمْ بِالصَّدَقَةِ. And get or attain shifa, cure for your sick by means of giving sadaqah. Get shifa or get a cure for those that are sick by means of giving sadaqah. If we give sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this will be a means of warding off of calamity. It will be a means of getting shifa from any type of sickness. And of course, we are faced now with a pandemic. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make things easy for us. But we should try our utmost. We should go all out in trying to remove this bala which is amongst us. And it is mentioned in an incident regarding Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayh, the great scholar of the past, that once a person came to him and complained to him, he said to him that, I have this wound or the sore on my nail, perhaps it was his toenail, and it is causing me immense pain. And I have been suffering with this for quite a while now. I cannot seem to find a cure for it. I have tried all the doctors, perhaps I have tried all the different medications. So Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi says to him that there is a certain locality which I know of. That locality is in need of water. Perhaps you should go there, dig a well for them, give them some relief, make things easy for them. Perhaps this will be a means of relief for you. So this person goes and he spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in perhaps digging a well or a borehole so that these people could have access to water. And we find that this was the means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granting him shifa. So respected elders and friends, as well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we should try and be responsible as far as utilizing it is concerned. And as I mentioned, together with that, use it in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In ayat the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Or you who believe, your wealth and your children should not divert you from the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Spend from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَيَّاتِ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Before death comes and overtakes you. فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. Because then you will say, oh Allah, why didn't you give me a little bit of respite, a little bit more respite? فَأَصَدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. So that I may now give sadaqah, I may be from amongst the pious, I may change my life. وَلَيُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا.
But now when the time has come for the person's soul to be taken, he will not be given even a minute extra of life, even a second extra of life. So respect elders and friends, we should utilize this wealth in a manner that's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this actually brings me to the next ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I want to discuss. And that is the time that we have, the free time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We know now towards the end of the year, it is a time where schools have already closed. Some schools will be closing, businesses will be closing up for the year, factories will be closing. We will find ourselves with a lot of free time. And this time is a great ni'mat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which should not be taken for granted. It should not be taken for granted, but rather we should utilize it, we should use it constructively, we should use it as with all the other favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not allow it to be wasted in things which will not take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will divert us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a hadith, the Nabi has mentioned that ni'matani maghbunun feehima kathirun min al-nas. There are two types of favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which people are actually deceived in regards to it. They are deceived in regards to it. As-sihhatu wal-faram. One is the health that they have and one is free time. People think that I still have a lot of time on my hands. I am a young person, I am only in my late 20s. I have a lot of time, I will not change my life now. I will carry on enjoying life, perhaps continue to be involved in things which are not permissible. And one day, perhaps in my late 30s or when I get a child, then maybe I'll start bringing about a change in my life. A person has no guarantee of the amount of time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. We know, we have seen in this past year how people have passed away. And besides, because of the pandemic, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take the soul of a person at any age if he wants, by any type of means, whether that be an accident or whether it be sickness. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us all a long life and good health. But this favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this time which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we should not take it for granted. This time that we have now, we should not use it to go to those places which will disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps now at the end of the year, in our workplaces, perhaps there will be many functions that might be taking place which will be completely un-Islamic. And of course, we know when it comes to the end of the year, there are many parties that happen, there are many different types of functions that happen, especially which attract our youth. So we should try and ensure that we protect our youth from these type of things. Try to ensure that they utilize this free time of theirs constructively. Perhaps get them involved in some type of Islamic program. Try to make them join the company which will not divert them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, another ni'mat, this brings me on to the third point, the third ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the health that we have. We know that with this current pandemic that we are experiencing, it is better for us not to go out to all these places. It is better for us to stay at home. It is better for us not to mingle too much with people. That is what has been advised to us in order for us to abstain from being infected or infecting others. So this health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given us, we find that it is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. And normally towards the end of the year, we find, especially our youth as well, as far as their health is concerned, they indulge in those things which they do not normally indulge in in other periods of the year. As far as substance is concerned, as far as getting involved in drugs and drinking is concerned, and Allah forbid, as far as them getting involved with haram women is concerned. This is something which can impact directly upon a person's health. A person can, one night in the year, get involved in an action which is completely haram, and just for that temporary enjoyment, a person can lose his iman, and Allah forbid, he can even regret that act which he performed for the rest of his life. In a hadith, Nabi Sam has mentioned regarding the times of fitna, Nabi Sallam has mentioned that يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. A time will come where a person will spend the morning in a condition that he is a mu'min. By the evening, this person, because of those things he indulges in and because of his actions, he'll be a kafir. وَيُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا. And he'll spend the evening in a condition that he has iman in his heart. By the morning, this person, iman would have left him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from these type of actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from these types of places. And Nabi Sallam says, يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. This person would have sold his deen because of a few commodities of this dunya or because of some temporary enjoyment of this dunya. We find that Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to always quote the poetry regarding the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to say that yamana masiyat me mujrimana tori ladhate. When a person disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this enjoyment that he gets is actually a criminal enjoyment. It is actually a criminal enjoyment. He might think that he is getting some enjoyment for that time period, but that enjoyment is actually criminal. Yamana masiyat me mujrimana tori ladhate, magar us palne wale se ye kisi baghawat hai. But this person is getting enjoyment for that sin that he is committing, but what type of rebellion it is against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has nourished him, the one who has created him, the one who has given him everything, the one who has made him who he is, and he has commanded him to abstain from those things that are not permissible, but this person still goes against his command and he rebels against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zarasi deer ki ladhat hamesha ki nadamat hai. For a little while of enjoyment, a person now has everlasting regret. A person perhaps, just on one night in a year, a person decides now to take that drug, or a person decides now to get involved with that haram woman, and now he has everlasting regret. Allah forbid this person contracts an STD, or this person now becomes addicted to that drug. He has a life of everlasting regret. Janaza abru ka dafn karna ye kaisi himaqat hai. A person is actually now taking out the janaza of his honor. A person is actually killing his own honor by getting involved in his sins. And that is just for that temporary enjoyment that he has. So respected elders and friends, these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, as I mentioned, it is something which we should always appreciate. And we should be conscious all the time of these favors. And that we should utilize it only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should utilize it only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned regarding this wealth, that a person should remove the love of wealth from his heart. Even if the love of the dunya or the possessions of this dunya of a person, even if the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 60% in the heart of the person, and the love of his worldly possessions are 40%, that is even sufficient. As long as the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overpowers the love of everything else and everyone else, this person will get success. Otherwise, this person will always be chasing after the dunya. In a hadith, Nabi Sam has mentioned regarding the nature of insan, regarding the nature of the son of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, Nabi Sam has mentioned that لَوْكَانَ لِبْنِ آدَمَ مَوَادِيًا مِّن ذَهَبٍ لَا حَبَّ إِيَكُونَ لَهُ وَادِيًا. If a person had a whole valley of gold, a person had an entire valley of gold which belonged to him, لَأَحَبَّ أَن يَكُونَ لَهُ وَادِيًا. This person will wish that he had two valleys of gold. This person will wish that he had two valleys of gold. And in another hadith, Nabi Sallam has mentioned that if a person has two valleys of gold, he'll wish that he had three valleys of gold. This is the nature of insan. This greed within the heart for more and to get more. وَلَيَّمْلَأَ فَاهُ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ. The only thing that will satiate him will be the sand of his grave. وَيَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ مَنْ تَابُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive those that seek his forgiveness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to utilize all these favors that he has granted us in a manner that is pleasing to him, and to abstain or to utilize and not to utilize and use these ni'mat and favors in a manner that is displeasing to him, and a manner that will divert us from his love and from his remembrance. Allah give us tawfiq. Akhir da'wana.